Jackson Katz says men responded to the hashtag MeToo movement about intimate partner violence in three ways. Some enthusiastically embraced the message and looked for ways to advance the cause. Some were openly hostile, including those who attacked the masculinity of those who responded positively. And then Katz says there are the men in the middle, part of the hashtag Not All Men group.
I think there's a lot of potential with that category because these men aren't in complete denial. They're not openly hostile. They have some growth in front of them, but they are potentially movable into the first category.
He says advocates should focus their energy on educating those men. He was in Spokane in part to help local groups such as the YWCA strategize.
There's an awful lot of people in this community, including powerful men, who said that they were wanting to think about how they could go the next step. And so the first step is to sit them down around a table, talk to women like the women who run the YWCA, who are leaders in the community and have been at the forefront of this kind of work, and then figure out, okay, how can we work together? How can we collaborate? There's so much potential.
The Inland Northwest chapter of the YWCA is affiliated with a group called Good Guys, comprised mostly of men who speak out against domestic violence. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.